we first have to go to our featured guest of the evening, a great, great actress who you've seen so many times on your TV screens over the year. We're joined by Christine Woods. You've seen her most recently, HBO's Hello Ladies, which is a great, great show with Stephen Merchant, and a favorite of mine, and I know a lot of yours, AMC's Walking Dead. Christine, how are you this fine, fine evening?
Hi, how are you? I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No, really glad to have you on. Now, those are two kind of different shows.
Yeah. I
just put that out there. Hello, Ladies, kind of a sitcom, and then you do a couple of great episodes, a great, great arc on Walking Dead. I mean, how do you get your head in the place to do such a variety of different things?
Well, you know, they are very different shows, and I think I've just been very lucky that, I consider myself a very successful failure in the television business where I've done.
Wow, okay.
No, I've been able to do a lot of different things kind of under the radar because I haven't been on a show for several seasons in a row where you kind of are established as a certain type of character. So I've been very fortunate to be able to jump back and forth kind of through the genres unnoticed. And it's really great. I benefit from it a lot. And comedy and drama. People always ask what's my favorite, and I like both. I like whatever I'm getting to work on.
Now I've got to ask you. You're setting yourself up for one of those quintessential Hollywood stories that when you blow up huge, when you get on, you'll be like an overnight success, and people will say,
"Bless you."
Yeah, no, Christine, she came out of nowhere.
Overnight success. It only took 15
years of slogging away.
Because that's the lucky thing about I'm still undiscovered enough to be considered an unknown. I could be the next Wonder Woman.
You are on the bigger picture. You are known now.
When they recast Wonder Woman, that's a good goal to have.
Yeah. Now that I've done this show, it's wide open.
Right. It is. Now I've got to ask you a very particular question about Stephen Merchant. How tall is that man? He seems incredibly tall.
He's the best. He's 6'7".
Wow. So when they're they're doing five on five, they're doing a bit of pickup basketball.
That's like James Comey tall. That's big.
He's gigantic. He's gigantic, and he's very, very tall and very, very sweet. He's what you hope he is.
he is tall, and he just seems tall. Now people have seen you, Christine, on a lot. You were on Flash Forward, which was a favorite of mine for the 3 weeks it aired. 4 weeks, maybe. I don't remember now. But you go into a project like that, and they're all that was one of the Fiennes boys, Joseph Fiennes.
That was Joe Fiennes.
Joe Fiennes.
He had such an amazing cast. That was back in 2009 or something.
And then, but you think it's hot. It's all feeling it. Everyone's feeling it. And then it just doesn't get off the runway. It just doesn't.
I know.
How
it's
frustrating
so
must that be?
It's frustrating, but it's definitely, this business is so weird. And you know, things happen, and certainly in network television, and that was, I feel like, kind of before some of these streaming kind of cable shows got really popular, so I think that there was still so many cooks in the kitchen, and especially when you're trying to do something that's going to be the next Lost.
That's a lot of pressure to wake up in the morning, the next Lost.
Yeah, because Lost was really the network television kind of touchstone for all the shows that followed it, certainly in terms of the sci-fi genre. But you know, it happens. But the great news is that just means you get to do a new thing. And I've been really lucky that I've been able to do that.
And pilot season happens every year.
Yeah, open a window.
Year. Yeah, I've done quite a few of those.
Now, I've got to ask you, in addition to TV screen, and we've seen you a lot, Odd Couple, Bad Teacher, Cold Case, Castle, you're always on. You're doing so much great TV. But you got a love of a theater, of being on stage and doing work like that. And I want to talk to you about your current play, which is called Sinner's Laundry. And it had the best elevator pitch I think I've ever heard, because it's three things I wouldn't normally tie together in a sentence, but it was pitched to me as Waiting for Godot meets Orange is the New Black meets the Book of Revelations.
What could that possibly mean?
That's just, I have to say, my expectations are so high.
I have to know.
I have to know. How do you tie all of those together?
Well, it's definitely, it's such a weird and interesting play. It's a brand new play written by John Lavelle, who is a member of my theater company that I'm in. It's called I Am a Theater Company. And this is a wonderful group of actors in New York that all came to Los Angeles to work in film and television. And they had, you know, some time on their hands and off of pilot seasons. And they were young and they were hungry. So they started a theater company and started to invite casting directors and producers and people that they could essentially market themselves to come watch them on stage. And it just kind of took off from there. And what's lovely about the company is that they really foster new playwrights and new work. And so this being a brand new play has been so exciting and so fun. And it's like magical surrealism on stage. And that's not necessarily something that you see a lot of in Los Angeles.
No, not so much.
So some people are like, oh, this is really weird. You can do that? And it's like, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Not against the law yet.
Yes, you can't. Not against the rules yet.
Yet.
Right? Yeah, get it while you can.
Can you give our listeners the data, the details of how they go about finding out about this great play? How do they get tickets? How do they get to join you?
Yeah, well, this great play, like you said, called Sinner's Laundry, which is kind of a racy title. It's
Pay
not
up.
What you think. We're on until through November 19th, and we're actually in repertory. We're in rep with another a play called Red Line that's also really good. And it's at the Lounge Theater, which is that very exciting part of Hollywood. It's like Hollywood, Santa Monica and Vine. What's really exciting about doing theater at the Lounge is that you can hear the cars and the sirens and the loud people outside while you're on stage, which I always think kind of adds to the vibe of the 99-seat theater experience. Some people would disagree.
Urban theater experience.
Guerrilla theater.
The city never leaves.
But our website is iamatheater.com, and it's I-A-M-A, theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
R-E, very important.
.com, and our schedule and stuff is up on there, but I really recommend it. It's a really fun play,
and it's
two women.
It sounds incredible, and if it's anything like the episodes of Orange is the New Black that I've seen,
or the Revelation.
My expectations are really high. Yeah. Really, really high. I want to thank you so much, Christine Woods,
thank you.
For being part of The Bigger Picture.